If we knew more about our sleep, what would we do differently? Would we go to bed at a consistent time or take steps to reduce interruptions to our sleep? With Sleep Score, Apple Watch measures your bedtime consistency, interruptions, and sleep duration. Then, every morning it combines these factors into an easy-to-understand score from 1 to 100. So you'll know how to take the quality of your sleep from okay to very high. Know your sleep score with Apple Watch. iPhone 11 or later required.
Morning decisions. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel maybe? Or a white chocolate mocha? Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
And the Michigan Wolverines are on their way.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
UConn will head to the national championship.
The Rich Eisen Show.
The UCLA Bruins have won the women's basketball national championship.
Earlier on the show, ESPN college basketball analyst Seth Greenberg, the Ringer NFL draft analyst Todd McShay. Coming up, comedian Jeff Ross. And now, Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number three, the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. The Roastmaster General is navigating the 405 as we speak. Jeffrey Ross making his way to our studio.
That is treacherous.
For hour number three right here on the show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We got phone lines lit. We'll get to that in a second. But breaking news, just moments ago, folks at North Carolina have gotten themselves a new head coach for their program. And I don't believe he has any connection to the school at all, right? Does he have any connection to the school at all?
I don't think so.
Which is, as we know, a change of pace for the University of North Carolina. It's Michael Malone, the longtime coach in professional basketball and the guy who brought a title to Denver with the Nuggets, 510 victories as a pro head coach. He is going to be, according to Pete Thamel, the next major domo in North Carolina. So they do go get a pro coach, but it's not Billy Donovan. That was who apparently they were targeting in Chicago. Yep. And again, I don't know why anybody would leave professional ranks for college unless they have to, you know? And I'm sure it's a very nice deal for Michael Malone.
Gotta imagine.
To tap out of the professional game and get into the everybody's on a one-year contract game where, you know, there's a portal open up right now on the women's side of things that's probably making listen, we reached out to Corey Close to appear on today's program, and we do hope to hear from her very soon. But I'm sure, she, with all those seniors that just won a championship with and they're leaving, she's already on to the next in certain ways. Why any pro coach would want to go to college would be beyond me. So it makes sense for Billy Donovan to stay with the Bulls. They're willing to keep him. And Michael Malone's going to North Carolina after, seems like everyone else was not interested in the idea. And I'm going to bring it up again. I went all in on this last week. I don't know why everyone's thinking, as soon as Dusty May's done with this year, he's running off from Michigan to North Carolina. Unless, North Carolina was offering him a mint that Michigan won't do. I saw that this weekend that Dusty May was out of the mix for North Carolina. He'd already informed Michigan he was not pursuing any other jobs. And the reason why, and Pete's report, was because Michigan had advanced in the tournament. I hope it's not that. I hope it's because they're going to offer him the bag as soon as they can, because Tommy Young got offered the bag. And Nate Oates got offered the bag. And Arizona's coach and Alabama's coach just got massive raises. What do they have in common as well? They got the BTA also from Dusty May. So this guy is next in line there. And why would he leave it during the aforementioned BTA of U of A? During that game on the altcast, I don't know if anybody caught any of the Fab Five altcast.
Did not.
Well, but you know, during that game, Brandon McCoy from just up the road here at Sierra Canyon, arguably the best shooting slash point guard available for recruiting, showed up on the altcast and announced he's going to Michigan. Told that to Fab Five.
I saw the clip. That was really cool.
How many other schools can pull that one off while they're winning to get to the national championship game? Elliot Cadeau left North Carolina to play for Michigan and is playing tonight. Why would Dusty May want to leave this? Unless they won't pay him.
Also, if Hoskins, if you could put that picture of Dusty May back up.
Yeah.
You say why someone would leave, right, Chris? Well, that thing on his right chest there, that
Jumpman.
Yeah, that's a Jumpman, and that's North Carolina. So that's the only thing that I could think
why?
Of.
So you could still have that logo on your jersey.
Maybe it meant, I'm just pointing it out.
Dude, you really think it would mean something to, like, I'm going to play where Jordan played?
To somebody.
Really? To who? Somebody whose family went to North Carolina? Somebody who's been watching a lot of YouTube videos? I'm serious.
It's Michael Jordan, though, bro.
You don't have to tell me that. He kept me from being happy quite a lot in the 80s and 90s.
You and everybody else.
And I'm the one who comes here every single second on this show. Anybody wants to stroll down the who's the greatest of all time conversation, who do I say every single time?
Carmelo?
No. But I'm also 56. Talk to a 16, 17-year-old. The Fab Five's closer, you know, right around the same era, I guess. Listen, man. I'm just glad Dusty's staying put, and congrats to North Carolina getting somebody, because that portal's opening up and they needed somebody. That you can't in this day and age go, come to our school, we'll let you know who's coaching. You can't do that this day and age.
True.
Meanwhile, you know, I've been talking about for weeks, certainly in March, with what the Lakers did in March, you know, how they're ready to go deep into the basketball tournament professionally. And the NBA injury gods are like, nah. So Luka's already coming out of an MRI tube, but apparently he's flying overseas to see if there could be something that he can, some doctor he can find.
Yeah, he's going to Europe to get,
some sort of platelet, who the hell knows what it is.
Stem cell, Germany, whatever.
So he can come back in time for the playoffs, which begin as early as April 18th.
I know a place in Colombia he should go.
Yeah.
They went 15-2 in March. Luka's the player of the month of March in the Western Conference, rightfully so. And he might be out 3-6. And then Austin Reeves got an oblique. He's out a month.
Oof. Yikes.
Now it's... LeBron's got to be like, really? I got to carry the load again? I'm supposed to, you know, I just settled into a role here where I'll triple double if I have to, or I'll take a sidecar if I've got to, you know. Now he's the focus. This is it.
Oof.
And they're tied with the Nuggets and a game in front of the Rockets, who just escaped Golden State last night as Steph Curry came back all. Woo. Shaking and shimmying and doing his thing.
I was just talking.
Give the Warriors a little bit of momentum going into that play-in tournament they're going to be in. So, you think the Suns watch that and going, uh-oh, Curry's back?
I mean, I told Brockman during the break, I think it's time that we have this talk about Steph Curry.
Which is?
I don't know where you have him. You at home have him on your all-time list. But wherever you have him, he should probably be one or two slots higher up or lower, depending on how you want to look at it.
Nice.
So what are we talking? Top 25?
Oh, easily top 25.
12.
I think now you're looking at...
Let's do this. Shooters.
Well, I mean, he's the number one and everyone else is second.
I think it's more of, is he the best point guard of all time?
Now, he'll never, in my opinion, be the best. That's Magic Johnson. I was watching Magic Johnson highlights this weekend for some random reason. Yeah, no.
That's the conversation.
I can't ever.
I understand that. He's old school, too, because I saw him on TV next to Dr. James Naismith.
Who, Magic?
Yeah. You didn't see that? During the pregame, right before the Chainsmokers concert?
I didn't get there until the middle.
Was he tweeting?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it was a fun segment.
Oh.
That one kept my mind off it. Waiting for Michigan and Arizona to tip. You know, it was a Capital One segment where they had Magic come on.
Sure.
And Will Forte is Dr. James Naismith.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I saw that.
That was fun. And then I'm like, what? Wait, the game's not starting after this segment? I watched Michigan start warming up, and then I looked at the clock on the that was behind the, you know, the guys, and said 21 minutes to go. That's when I started losing my mind.
Guys, I'm all here for the Rich Eyes and Chainsmokers beef. This is a few.
It's a few. Dude, I don't think any of us ever saw
it. It's not a beef. I like the Chainsmokers.
It's not a beef.
My son Cooper was the one who was into them when he was much younger. So I've been listening to their music for some time.
I'm going to meet
them
in a couple weeks.
They are a talented group of people. But whoever is sitting there.
Sounds like beef to me is all.
Yeah, whoever is sitting there in charge of game presentation at the men's Final Four, sitting there thinking, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have game two, not a half hour right after the game. Like usually it's 1.5 hour and you could clockwork it. We're gonna add an extra thing. We need to hear a live performance. I don't care who it was. I don't need a live performance. I don't need anything to delay this game longer. I'm not sitting there going, you know what? I need to hear four live songs. That's what I got to do.
Rich, I'm with you.
Dude.
Super Bowl halftime show, gone.
No, that's absurd.
Mike. That is
Super Bowl halftime show.
What are you saying?
And I'm a music guy. Get rid of it.
What do you want? The
players don't like it, right?
You've talked to him?
You want him to play beforehand?
We talked to him. Michael Irvin said he dove out of the
That's Michael Jackson. Big deal. That's a different.
Oh, so it depends on who it is.
I'm just saying. I remember back then he was explaining it was Jackson. Yeah. Different story. I mean, Irv was like a
dude. You're the king of like. I guess what I did this week. I was able to get a press. I was able to get a pass. I went backstage
again.
I saw the halftime act.
Again.
I could tell you the whole act. I'm gonna get a selfie with Lady Gaga.
I didn't get a selfie.
You didn't. I did, which is one of the greatest moments in the history of this show. So when did you turn?
I
don't even know who you are anymore. You don't like the halftime show. You're a Dodger fan now. Who the hell are you?
60 years old. I'm getting that. I am on the lawn. You're the man that's in the house yelling at the lawn.
Yeah.
I'm on the lawn. I'm like right there. I'm sitting in my chair.
I don't know what happened to this guy.
No, seriously. Music, what are we doing?
You know,
it's a sporting event. I'm into the sports there.
Excuse me. The NFL gets to have one of the biggest names in music.
I get
perform
it.
For them for, wait for it, nothing.
It's free. Yep.
Okay. It's the halftime sponsor that has to pay for it. They get to have that person. It adds an extra 15 minutes.
No. It's a
It's
15 plus 15.
Dude.
You're like 30 minutes there.
Right. But every team in the Super Bowl knows it.
The players.
Dude. Am I missing something?
Just they don't
because hold on a second, just because Michigan wasn't in the Final Four, did they do that last year?
I
don't remember that.
Did not recall that.
I spent my entire day mapping out my day to get ready for locally 5:50 p.m.
Yep,
8:50 Eastern. My whole day, and then all of a sudden. I look down, it's 8:45 Eastern, 5:45. I have successfully made it to tip where I'm not like pacing like a madman. I have made it. And then I look down at my app on the ESPN app, and then it says 9:19 Eastern. So, and it's not because UConn, Illinois went long. I saw when they ended.
There's plenty of time in between.
Listen, nobody wants it. I understand there's a sponsor involved and whatever. I don't even know who's sponsoring.
They did a wedding the night before.
Huh?
They flew in for
good
one
for
of their
them.
Friends
They're
wedding.
Talented. I have not,
I
it's not
it.
A beef.
Tired,
who said it's a beef
tired.
With the chain smokers? I have no beef.
I mean, like, if I just tuned in
it's
today,
beefless.
This was my first day watching the show on okay. Disney Plus and listening, I would think, man, this guy Rich, he's got beef with the chain
it
smokers.
It didn't matter. It's a fill in the blank. It's a Mad Lib. It's a Mad Lib. Put in the proper name of whoever was hired by the NCAA.
Billy Joel. Would you have still acted this way?
Come on.
If Billy Joel was playing, would we be having this conversation?
We got him.
We would not
be
having this conversation.
Yes, we would, because I'm a consistent man. It doesn't matter.
If he plays Vienna before
if Bruce Springsteen was playing, would Rich, we be having this conversation?
Rich, Billy comes out and does a little Vienna. You're sitting there with Susie.
WrestleMania 42.
Oh, yes. This is great.
Rich Eisen versus the Chainsmokers.
I put my readiness to watch the game and my team's readiness to not be delayed for tip above any of my musical likes.
Sing me a song, You're the Piano.
Oh, guess what?
Come on.
You know what?
No.
Sing me a song called Tip Off. And while I'm on a roll.
Sing me a song.
While I'm on a roll. While I'm on a roll. Okay, because Jeff Ross is coming out here.
Saying.
Still tipping?
I am standing tonight. I have said this absolutely. Been told it is my worst take ever. Worse than the Giannis thing.
Oh, I don't know about that. Oh.
My worst take ever is I think one shining moment overplayed and absolutely overrated.
Oh.
I don't like the song. I think I wait too long for it to actually get played. It is old school. It is when did Luther Vandross
that's the soul come up with it? It's like
okay.
Yeah, that's
it's like
80s,
playing
right?
that song now. Is like playing something from Benny Goodman back in 1980.
Hey, Benny Goodman.
Let's send something
timeless.
Let's send something of big band music.
Timeless song.
Get out of here. If I played that for my kids, I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. They would look at me and saying, Dad, what's next? The standard definition movie? What's next?
Michigan wins tonight?
Oh, I'm out. I don't
care.
You're
not watching One Shining Moment?
I am not.
Yes, you are. Stop it. You are not.
What's One Shining Moment? What's One Shining Moment? Is a nice glass of red.
And it tears in your eyes.
And then get to sleep on time.
Yeah, okay. Ain't nobody bothered.
Shining moment.
That is.
I've been told it's my worst take. Even tonight, I'm consistent, is all I'm saying to you. There is no beef, and I don't want to watch that tonight.
If I'm the chain smokers, I'm sitting at home right now like, what did we do?
I don't know. You know what? It's not a chain smoker thing. It's whoever. I'm so upset with whoever came up with this idea of squeezing in a live concert.
Pre-game music.
I would make that person wait 3 minutes for handshake just to piss them off.
Wow. I'm done.
And then in my statement of apology, I'd mention their name. All right, let's take a break. Jeffrey Ross, everybody, the Roastmaster General. One of my favorite humans on the planet. Next.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here. The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast, but don't worry. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. You know how April feels. Everything speeds up, games matter more, hoops and hockey schedules tighten, your phone won't stop buzzing, and somewhere in the middle of it all, there's that quiet little reminder. Taxes. You'll get to it tonight or tomorrow or after the weekend, and if you handle it the old way, you're refreshing your inbox like it's breaking news, waiting, wondering, hoping everything's squared away. That's a lot of mental bandwidth. With Intuit TurboTax Expert Full Service, you can match with a dedicated expert who understands your specific tax situation and handles your taxes for you, start to finish. You can do it all online or meet in person at one of their new tech-enabled store locations. Have your tax forms imported directly into the app and hand everything off to your TurboTax expert. While they work to get you every dollar you deserve, you can go about your normal routine, giving you time back to focus on what actually deserves your attention, like rooting for your team to make the playoffs. April 15th is not waiting, people. Visit TurboTax.com and hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. No one likes having to choose. That's why, with America's best lineup of hybrids from Hyundai, you get the best of both worlds. Like the reliable and efficient Tucson hybrid with America's best warranty, or the stylish yet capable Santa Fe hybrid with the power to navigate the toughest terrain. It's like having your cake and eating it too, but, you know, better. Hybrids from Hyundai. It's the best of both worlds. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Rich Eisen here. I've traveled all over for some of the biggest NFL moments you can imagine. Conference championships, Super Bowls, draft weekends, and everywhere I go, the city just feels different. It's buzzing, packed, electric. Now, take that energy and multiply it by the entire world. That's what's coming this summer with the FIFA World Cup. Fans from every corner of the globe are going to be traveling to experience it live. And when that many people come to town, they're all looking for a place to stay. And that got me thinking. If you live in or near a host city, this is one of those rare moments. You already have a space. This summer, you could list your space on Airbnb while fans are in town for the FIFA World Cup. Not as a full-time thing. Not as some huge lifestyle change. Just during an event when demand is naturally high. When I travel for big games, I just want a comfortable place in a real neighborhood. And that's exactly what so many visiting fans will be looking for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Jeffrey Ross here on the Rich Eisen Show.
What other sports is it? I talk about being a black belt in karate. I know you.
Well, you came on the show one of your first appearances years ago as you try to chop a board in half.
Right, and I think I snapped a football in here once.
You've done all that. So it's called Jeff Ross Take a Banana for the Ride. It's available now on Netflix. Your life basically out there on stage all together on Broadway and now brought to Netflix, now playing, and I'll give you the floor on why you say take a banana for the ride, Jeff.
When I was starting out as a comedian in New Jersey, I was already out of college, kind of a little bit lost. I was just this like chubby loser living in New Jersey with my grandfather, not really knowing what I should do with my life. My parents passed away when I was a teenager, so I was living with my pop Jack, and I would take him to his doctor appointments. Mm-hmm. All day. And at night, I would drive into New York City from Jersey and try to get on stage at these open mics. And my pop Jack would always give me a few dollars for the bus or tolls, whatever was happening. And he'd say, here, take a banana for the ride. And I was like, Pop, I don't need a banana. I'll be fine. You never know. You might get low blood sugar. You might get stuck in traffic. You know, it was like a tough guy's way of saying I love you.
Right.
And he couldn't go with me, but he was there with me on the ride. And I loved him. Like, he was my first, like, he was the funniest guy I ever knew. And I was with him his whole, you know, his whole end of life. I took care of him. I was his caregiver. This is his ring, actually, Rich.
Yep. I'd love that story. Tell that one, too.
This is a steel bolt from a Nazi U-boat, the U-505.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. was getting our butts kicked by the Nazi U-boats. And it was this crazy Navy commander said, I want to capture one and sneak it back to America. It took them 2 years. They finally did it. Towed it back to the U.S. to learn how it works. Changed the whole war around.
Mm-hmm.
And my pop Jack was a shipbuilder stationed in Baltimore, and his crew was in charge of maintaining this captured Nazi submarine,
mm-hmm.
which they had repainted to make it look American so the Nazis wouldn't know where it was and everything. And he pulled off a bolt one day. He sanded it down. He made this ring. And he wore it his entire life. And whenever he needed a little good luck, he would tap it on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he called it world beater energy. So that's kind of what I do now.
Brother, I mean, and these are just two of the stories that you tell of the hundreds throughout this entire show that is just fascinating. There are things that Susie and I did not know about you when we first saw it that we learned. And, you know, and it's just, again, why people should see it. Because so many people know you as the Roastmaster General, which is who you are also. But yeah. Who you are also is this show and the upbringing that you had there in New Jersey and the family that's all still around you. And you haven't changed. You haven't changed a day, man, throughout
all
your whole life.
People, all of my whole family would come to the show. You know, I was doing 8 shows a week. So I always had somebody that I knew in the audience, having grown up in New York and New Jersey. And my family feels like it's their show. Like we've all made it to Broadway.
Yeah.
It's been pretty cool.
And now you're watching it back. You're thinking what? I know you spent all this time in the edit bay, but now that you see it, what do you think?
I feel proud of it, actually. And it's not even because it's about my family and I. It's about all of us. I talk about resilience and bouncing back. And if you've ever had to take care of somebody or lost a friend, I talk about losing Bob Saget, Gilbert Gottfried, and Norm Macdonald all within 8 months. So anytime friends
vanish like that, there's a real struggle that people have. And I want you to see your friends when you watch the show. My dog, I talk about adopting two German shepherds during the pandemic. And so if you've ever had an old dog, a senior dog, yeah, you'll get a lot out of this. I talk about how to process it, the things I've gone through. And one of the fundamental thoughts behind the show is about resilience. You know, I lost my mom when I was 14. She'd been sick a couple of years. And by then, I understood, as human beings, we're made to mourn,
mm-hmm,
and move on. You can't mourn forever or a part of you dies. And that's not fair. So the idea of bouncing back and putting on a fake smile, hoping it becomes a real smile,
yeah,
is a big part of the mission of the show.
Jeff Ross here on the Rich Eisen Show. And you talking about bouncing back, you know, it's funny that you say that, and I'm looking at you, and you and I met when New York City was bouncing back,
yeah,
and the country was bouncing, yeah, back. You and I met at in New York City 2 weeks after 9/11.
Right.
When I met you, I decided to go to some party, you know. Our mutual friend John Mosley was like, come on out.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, you should meet Jeff Ross. And I'm like, I revered you, you know, because of who you, what you did for roasts, and roasts are my favorite forms of comedy.
Love it.
You know, and I told you that about your famous B. Arthur moment at the Jerry Stiller roast.
Yeah.
The joke that I don't think I can repeat right now about Sandra Bernhardt.
Oh, and Sandra Bernhardt, holy blank. I wouldn't blank you with B. Arthur's blank. I mean, there's a lot going on in that joke. It's almost become a math problem for people the way I tell it now. But
correct. But you were so generous. You didn't know me from Adam. Like, we literally had just met.
I met you on the street. I'll never forget it. I was like, hey, do you have a tuxedo?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, why? And then you told me that there was a roast of Hugh Hefner coming up.
You were like, how could that be still going on? I mean, the whole world is
right
on their knees right now. And my philosophy was that this is before the phrase, you know, the terrorists win. Like, so to me, the idea of canceling the show was letting the terrorists win. Like, Hugh Hefner was the epitome of American craziness.
Yes.
And I talked Comedy Central and the comedians and the Friars Club into going on with the show and not having a crazy after party, moving that money to the charities involved with 9/11.
Right.
And we wound up doing this really cathartic show that helped people sort of bounce back.
Yeah. And the dais, I'll never forget it. It was the New York Observer.
Right.
Called it the B-52 wing bomber
celebrities
of shtick. 50, is what they called it. It was massive.
Everyone had to come out and see what. See
Kimmel was the roast master, right?
Jimmy Kimmel hosted it. Who was there? I remember Stephen Colbert was there. I remember Triumph was there.
Steve Carell was there.
Steve Carell was there.
Was Howard Stern there? Because that was the rumor that he was somewhere.
He usually
out
would hide in the balcony.
Right.
Not hide, but he had his like perch
right
up in the balcony.
Right.
And I remember Cedric the Entertainer was there, and Rob Schneider was there, and Sarah Silverman was there.
Right. And it was unreal.
Yeah.
And I just remember because there was a prize fight that night, and the roast didn't start till about 10 o'clock, that some folks got up and went to the prize fight.
Right.
And they tapped my shoulder, said, do you want to fill a seat closer to the dais? And I wound up being like five seats from the dais.
I didn't know this.
And I had a front row seat. And I'll be honest, I'd never heard the aristocrats joke
right
ever.
Right.
And I had no idea what Gilbert Gottfried was doing until the whole place went nuts
yeah
after he told a joke that was way too soon. And and then he went into that roast. And then, you know, I think Bob Saget made a movie out of it, right? He made like a documentary out of that joke.
Bob was in it.
Right.
What happened was Gilbert was closing the roast.
Right.
And he came out, I think he was dressed like a waiter. If I recall, could be, or just maybe it was a coincidence. He was wearing the same tuxedo jacket the waiters were wearing.
Right.
And he just looked so funny. And he's holding the podium like it's about to blast off. And he just goes for it. He does these completely inappropriate jokes about 9/11. And the place is like, whoa,
yeah,
rocks.
Remember that.
And it was something about his plane having a connection at the Empire State Building.
That's correct.
Like, it was so foul.
He said that there's an, you know, that's what he said. There's
wow.
Yeah.
It was so foul. And the place kind of reversed. Even for a roast, people were like shocked.
Right.
Someone yelled too soon. Too I don't soon. Know who it was. I don't know if we'll ever find out. But from the rafters, too soon, you gotta imagine a couple thousand New Yorkers packed into this room. And that's when Gilbert sort of readjusted and launched into this long, crazy, apparently like folk song of a joke.
Right.
Called The Aristocrats, that comics would tell with just among themselves for years.
Yeah.
Bob helps tell it in the movie, but ultimately that movie was made by Penn Jillette.
And Paul Provenza. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And we're all in it. Like all the comics of that time are in it.
Well, it was such a big night. Again, it was, I just remember it feeling normal. Sports began to come back and that was a big night. And so when you're talking about, you know, bouncing back and renewal, yeah. The fact that you and I kind of met through that. Now here we are sitting here in 2026 and you got the roasts back on, man. Like the Brady roast a couple years ago.
Come on. All Emmy right. nominated,
that's,
baby.
That's right.
We're going to top it this time.
And I was talking about this the other day, that Brady roast worked through certain things amongst the Patriots.
Yeah.
That allowed Brady's induction into the Patriot Hall of Fame about a month later to be completely free of all that.
Right.
Like some things need to get, you know, off people's chests, and the roasts are sometimes a way to do it.
It's healing.
Don't you think?
Well, in the case of the Brady roast, having his teammates there, Edelman, Gronk,
yeah,
some others, and then having Belichick is a surprise, like Darth Vader entrance. You got Robert Kraft there. And my understanding was these guys hadn't really been in the same room together. They hadn't been close. It was kind of icy.
Correct.
Kevin Hart did a great job of dragging them up there together for a shot, to take a shot, yep. Which Gronk then spiked into the audience. There was glass everywhere. So this was the most punk rock roast of memory.
It was wild.
But what it really did was, I think it healed any animosity, anything icy between these players.
Agreed.
And coaches,
yes.
And owners. And I always say roasting heels, laughing at yourself, laughing with each other. And it wound up being 2.5 billion viewing minutes, Emmy nominated against the Oscars and the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
The roast used to be a joke. And now it's like up there with these huge live events. And I feel like there's something else going on that I haven't quite pinpointed. Why people love seeing big shots get taken down a notch.
Well, I think it's also that people forget the line that you say, and I think, was it Rickles who originated? You only roast the ones you love?
It's an old Friars Club thing.
Is that what it is?
It comes from a place of love when you roast someone.
Right, and that usually all the segments of roasting end with an actual, genuine, honoring.
Sincere moment.
Right. You know, like that's the way, that's the tradition of it.
Right.
But in this day and age, there's, you know, such quick trigger. Things get shared on the phone with no context.
Yeah. Then I'll give a sincere moment.
Right.
Tom Brady, for agreeing to do that roast, and I said to him, why are you agreeing to this?
Mm-hmm.
I talked him into it, and I held on to him for a few years.
Right.
It was like big game hunting. Like, you had to get this, like, giant, like, figure to agree to it. And live. Unedited. So the hits are, and he took the hits for 3 hours and 6 minutes so that the rest of us could forget our own problems for a night.
Right.
And I think he should get the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, it was like the greatest gift that he could give humanity. Not only did he take the hits and show the world that even a goat can laugh at themselves.
Yes.
And I know how much you love Brady, but it's also showing the world that we can laugh again, that we don't have to be like all hung up and worried about, you know, super sensitive stuff. Like, it kind of brought comedy. It recalibrated it.
And it's going to be on Mother's Day night.
We're doing a new one, baby.
8 Eastern, 5 o'clock here at the same spot, the Kia Forum.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock Pacific.
That's when the comics eat lunch. How are we going to do it live at 5?
The roast of Kevin Hart hosted
like
by
breakfast for us.
Hosted by Shane Gillis.
I mean.
And are we going to, do you know, can you announce who's going to be on the dais?
I can't yet. Where my phone. Our phones have been ringing off the hook, so there's a lot to sift through.
Well, one that I would, you know, request would have to be Nikki Glaser,
Right. We haven't thought of that. Oh, yeah, from the last rose.
Yeah. I mean, her career is basically pivoted that night in a way. Like, or it's took off.
It was explosive.
It's crazy.
It was explosive.
One of the best sets ever, obviously. One,
definitely a roast master right there.
Yes, Nikki. For sure. And so, yeah, okay.
Who else do you want? Who else?
I haven't thought about that.
What's your roast fantasy league for the?
Kevin? It's The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock's got to be.
Oh, yeah. We didn't think of that. The Rock. That is such a good idea. If only they had done some movies together.
That's right. The Rock.
No, I mean, it's going to be great. The Rock's going to carry him out in a baby Bjorn. It's either that or we shoot Kevin out of a cannon. We haven't decided how to start.
Oh, whatever he's up for. I can't wait for that.
It's going to be good. And Shane Gillis, you know, we have our first talk with him today about
how
to do it. And he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And he's from Philly like Kevin.
Right.
And they're friendly. So it's going to be a really, really good show.
Well, as you were, you know, when I saw that, I texted you, you called, Susie and I were right there. And, you know, I've never seen her basically agree to do something on Mother's Day night on the spot quite like that. She's like, we're in. That's going to be great.
It's going to be, we're going to add a word between Mother's and Day.
I love it.
I can't wait to, and you're invited.
Please.
That's going to be awesome.
I can't wait.
Thanks for always being so supportive of the Roast Ridge.
Come on, dude. And just you at the Borgata Hotel, at the Music Box at Borgata in Atlantic City on June 6th. In Reno, Nevada on June 13th, Silver Legacy Resort, roastmastergeneral.com for that. Before I let you go back up the 405, what's your favorite Rickles story? Your favorite Don Rickles story.
I can tell you a quick one.
Go for it.
There's a famous one where, since we're talking about my life and my show a little bit, I'll make it personal.
Please.
Because there's 100 Rickles stories I could tell. There's a famous one, and you can help me with it, where Frank Sinatra comes over to the table to say hi to Don. Don sets it up, says, I'm with someone I like, my girlfriend Barb at the time.
Yeah.
And Frank comes over and says, hey, Don, you know, nice to see you. And Don drops his fork and says, Frank, can't you see I'm busy? I'm with people. It's like a famous story. Okay. So imagine that story is now a famous story. My father sees this on The Tonight Show.
Yes.
My dad, Ronnie Lifschultz, New Jersey catering legend, Ronnie Lifschultz, sees Rickles and Sinatra tell this story on This Tonight Show. A decade later, now my dad is off for a night, probably a Monday, you know, from the catering hall, goes down to Atlantic City with his girlfriend, also named Barbara, sees Don Rickles in the steakhouse at Resorts International Casino, politely goes over, and they kind of had recognized each other because they both ate in the same steakhouse.
Okay.
And my dad says, Mr. Rickles, I'm here with someone I really like. If, you know, when you're leaving or you're going to the men's room, if you could stop over and pretend you know me, it would really impress her, and I really like this woman. Would you please do it? Don rolls his eyes. He kind of knows he kind of knows what he's walking into, I assume. And he comes over, and he says, hey, Roddy, how you doing, buddy? Is this Barbie you told me about? And my dad drops his fork and says, I'm eating, Don. And Rickles slaps his knee. And, you know, for a while I was like, did this really happen? You know, my dad died when I was 19. So I go, And then when I started doing Broadway, I got a nice note from Barbara's daughter, the girlfriend's daughter, saying, my mom still talks about the time Don Rickles came over to the table. Kidding. So it really happened. Wow. One of my favorite Rickles stories.
I mean, and then for you to get to know him and he means so much to you, and you obviously meant so much to him, too. It's a dream come true.
I spoke at his memorial. It was such an honor. And I'll never forget when I really felt seen by Don.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Milton Berle's funeral.
Oh, my God.
And I run to the bathroom afterwards. I happened to know where the private bathroom was behind the funeral parlor. And the whole crowd goes out to the cemetery.
Yeah.
To bury Milton Berle. And I run to this little tiny powder room. I'm in there 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Just had to do what I had to do, wash my hands. I opened the door. Don Rickles is standing there with his hands on his hips like he's been waiting 2 hours. And he looks at me. He sees it's me. And he looks at me and he goes, what was there, a dais in there? Like, yes, Rickles knows me. I did it. I made it.
Because you only roast the ones you love.
I only roast the ones I love. And when Buddy died, when Buddy Hackett passed away, I happened to be seated next to Don.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very nervous to give my eulogy. I worked really hard on it. Larry Gelbart kind of gave me a stamp, said, this is really good.
Okay.
Just go do it, word for word. It wasn't funny. It was sincere about our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I love Buddy Hackett. And Don was always a little jealous of my friendship with Buddy Hackett. He would always bust my chops about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat back down. And Don gave me a little on the knee, like, good job.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt very validated.
Yeah.
Like I was now a black belt in busting balls. Yes. Don not only knew who I was, but was like, great job,
kid. Dude. Wow. I love that. I could hear these stories all day long. Jeff Ross, Take a Banana for the Ride, is available now on Netflix. It premiered just a couple weeks ago. You will not regret it. It is heartwarming. It is hilarious. It's awesome. You do some live roasting at the end of people in the audience. That is a clip that I could not air on Disney Plus earlier on. So trust me, it's outstanding.
You know what it is? Not to interrupt you.
No,
but
go ahead.
I'm vulnerable in the show, and it allowed other people to be vulnerable about their lives.
Yep.
So I walk around and go, whoever's going through something intense in your life, stand up. And earn your banana. And I'm handing out bananas the way my grandfather gave them to me.
Dude, it's beautiful. It really is.
It means a lot.
People, you let people in on your life, and then it is about life. It's about life. It's about death. It's about crying. It's about laughing. It's about all of it. And you're awesome, pal.
That means a lot.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Lots of love.
At Real Jeffrey Ross on Twitter, Instagram, The Real Jeffrey Ross, RoastmasterGeneral.com to see this man live where he should be seen. And then the roast of Kevin Hart coming up in May on Netflix, which is where you can watch.
On Mother's Blank Day.
On Mother's Blank Day. There won't be any jokes like that at all. You just got a little preview. Love you, pal.
Thanks, Rich.
That's Jeffrey Ross, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Thank to wrap you. In a moment.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Eisen here. The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast, but don't worry. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. You know how April feels. Everything speeds up. Games matter more. Hoops and hockey schedules tighten. Your phone won't stop buzzing. And somewhere in the middle of it all, there's that quiet little reminder. Taxes. You'll get to it tonight or tomorrow or after the weekend. And if you handle it the old way, you're refreshing your inbox like it's breaking news. Waiting, wondering, hoping everything's squared away. It's a lot of mental bandwidth. With Intuit TurboTax Expert Full Service, you can match with a dedicated expert who understands your specific tax situation and handles your taxes for you, start to finish. You can do it all online or meet in person at one of their new tech-enabled store locations. Have your tax forms imported directly into the app and hand everything off to your TurboTax expert. While they work to get you every dollar you deserve, you can go about your normal routine, giving you time back to focus on what actually deserves your attention, like rooting for your team to make the playoffs. April 15th is not waiting, people. Visit TurboTax.com and hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. No one likes having to choose. That's why with America's best lineup of hybrids from Hyundai, you get the best of both worlds, like the reliable and efficient Tucson hybrid with America's best warranty, or the stylish yet capable Santa Fe hybrid with the power to navigate the toughest terrain. It's like having your cake and eating it too, but, you know, better. Hybrids from Hyundai. It's the best of both worlds. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Right, let's go to Michael in Philadelphia. Michael, you there?
Hey, Rich. Yeah, how's it going?
Michael, did you already listen to Overreaction Monday or watch it? Did you already do
that? I did, yeah. Finished the whole pod just about an hour ago.
Attaboy. Michael, appreciate you taking it in.
My man.
You have the floor, Michael.
Oh, Brockman, don't say my man. I'm here to talk to you, if that's all right with
you. Oh, no.
Oh.
So, all right.
He's got beef with you.
As we all know, the topic of pressure came up on the pod today. My personal least favorite topic, because I am on Rich's side and listening to Brockman makes me want to pull my hair out.
Okay.
if you don't mind, can I propose a hypothetical to Brockman for just 30 seconds?
Go for it.
What do you got, man?
Okay, Brockman. So let's say a hypothetical. Rich Eisen is going out of town for a long weekend. He's going to be out of the show for 2 days. He's allowed you to host one. He's allowed TJ to host one. He reaches out to me. He says, Michael, you're a very rational Philadelphia Eagles fan, so I'm going to let you make some decisions around here while I'm gone. If TJ does not do a job that meets your standards, you and all your Philadelphia Eagles fan buddies are going to tweet really mean things at him. If Brockman does not meet your standards, he's gone. You have the ultimate authority to fire him. Who comes out of that situation feeling more pressure?
Yeah, who's got more pressure? The person who's about to lose their job or the person who's going to be talked about?
And we're going to be really mean to TJ. He's a Cowboys fan. We don't like him. We like him as a person. We don't like him as a Cowboy.
I mean, look, I'm used to that. No one likes him.
Or he could just shut out the noise, but you can't shut out losing your job, can you, Michael?
You can't.
Thank you very much. A very, very rational Philadelphia Eagles fan, Michael, right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Those words rarely go together.
He doesn't climb any lightning poles.
I still think they don't apply here.
Well, here comes Lamar Jackson today. He showed up for work. We got video of him. RES consultant taking a look. That looks like a man who's motivated.
Oh, he's ready.
Oh, look at him running around cones.
Love this stuff.
Yeah, man.
Running in a figure.
Oh, he's running straight. Here he goes. Oh, look at him lifting his body.
Strong.
That's not easy to do. Yep. That looks like a guy who feels no pressure.
None.
Okay.
I missed it, so I wasn't
sure. Oh, he's saying that Lamar's the quarterback under the most pressure this
year. Yeah, a couple weeks ago we had this insane
conversation. All right. I've got Magic in Champaign, Illinois.
Johnson? Magic.
I don't know. Let's ask.
Magic. Tweeting?
You there?
Yes, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Irvin, what's up, G?
Irvin.
Okay. Yeah, hey, Maize in Blue tonight, Rich. Oh. Rich, why aren't you in Indy?
Because I'm here. I'm doing the show. I just chatted with Jeffrey Ross. He's been booked for weeks.
I know.
I'm traveling this weekend. I'm running my 40-yard dash at St. Jude in Memphis. I've got caper I'm cultivating for Sunday night that I'm yet to announce, but I think people hopefully will enjoy it. Doing my show in New York, got the comp, you know, I got the draft coming up 2 weeks after that. I'm just going to sit at home and watch it get tipped on time because there's no Chainsmokers concert. And then I'm going to hopefully watch something I'll never forget in a positive way, have a glass of red wine and not wait an extra hour for an antiquated one shining moment.
Antiquated.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
Magic.
Now,
that's my night.
Right. I got you now, Rich.
Yeah.
Now, listen. You should have came back. I know you was in Indy for the combine. You should have came back. This is a once maybe in our lifetime moment that we're gonna win the ship.
Okay, I get shiny.
We played great. We played great Saturday.
Yep.
Hopefully we can continue that. Hopefully YL is gonna play tonight. You know, it hurt his ankle Saturday, so he's gonna get it out. He's gonna play, but I like our chances tonight, Rich. I like our chances tonight.
Magic callback tomorrow, will you please? Let's talk tomorrow.
I will.
Awesome.
I got you. Maize and Blue, baby.
All right.
All day, every day for life, Rich.
In the home of the University of Illinois. That would have been an interesting night for Magic had the Illini made it. But there you go. There goes Magic.
Dang.
And as you know, all Magic know how to hit the obvious. Go Blue. Go Blue.
Forge for great
luck.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast. From 30 for 30 Podcasts.
Ryan Pata, senior defensive lineman from Miami, gunned down.
The key to this case, it's Ryan. An hour before he died, he was on the phone arguing with somebody.
This might be a hit.
You want the truth. They just want a conviction.
Being placed under arrest.
We had a killer amongst us.
Murder at the U. Listen now.